This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we're going to have Bobby Lashley in studio today. Perhaps some NFL overreaction or reality and perhaps Masterpiece of the Week. I thought we were going to start the show by talking about who the hell's covering first base or Tyrese Halliburton continuing to hit almost every clutch shot in the history of the NBA. But the other news of the day seems to have taken precedent at the moment. Corey Majors, are you surprised that Pete DeBoer is no longer the head coach of the Dallas Stars?
Not really. Not really surprised. I had this like understanding that it could happen. So like the possibility was always a reality because of, and it does sound like what happened after.
Yep.
The more reports I start to see on this, the more it sounds like, no, it was the way that he handled the business afterwards. Had he, let's say this. Had he told Otter before the game, hey, we've been thinking about this and we're considering doing it and you might get a quick hook if things don't go well because I need to spark the team. And Otter's like, I don't really like that idea, but I appreciate you coming to me beforehand. And then afterwards, he's like, look, I had talked to Otter about this and we had already squared away. We needed to spark the team and left it at that. Then everything might be okay today. Because there is a possibility that Jim Nill looked around and is like, why did we show up so terribly in this series again? Like, we showed up miserably in this series. So that probably is another thing that Jim Nill did need to figure out and discuss. But the way that's a perfect way to say, see you later, in the way that he managed things afterwards. Because what's the word? Manage.
Yeah.
That's his job, is to manage the group, and he mismanaged them after the game.
Yeah, that's... With the amount of time that has elapsed, I'm inclined to believe that as well. Alec, we got to kick this around quite a bit in crosstalk. Are you surprised by Pete DeBoer getting dumped by the Stars?
Not really. It felt like after the exit meetings, there was just something off. You know, and I think it was the fan text that pointed it out during crosstalk that whenever you go up there and openly admit, hey, I haven't talked to the guy that I kind of screwed over and put in a weird situation 72 hours after the situation happened, then that's when the writing was kind of on the wall for me that, hey, you know, maybe he knew at that point too, like, I got 1 year left. Everybody's kind of mad at me. Why would I even bother sitting down with these guys when I know in a week I'm not going to be here anymore? So it just felt kind of eerie, right? You know, hearing some of the players talk about how, I think it was Jamie Benn that was like, yeah, feels a lot like last year, huh? You know, like same situation. We've been here before. We're used to coming up short. And at some point, something's got to change. I was kind of on the fence because I know you need a different voice, but at the same time, who's going to be better? And I'm sure that's something we're going to talk about a lot next week is, can you get better from this? Can you find better than a Pete DeBoer? Who knows? It's going to be really fun to speculate, but you know, it did feel kind of inevitable after a few days.
Yeah, look, I continue to see things like this, and this is what I think makes the situation even more complex. Otter was not the problem. The defensive line was not holding up and putting him in a bad spot. Okay, whose responsibility is that then? Is that strictly the responsibility of the defensive players, is you got to be better, or is that the responsibility of the GM? Because we all saw at the trade deadline, that's where you should have made a move.
He made a decision to go with offense there.
Yeah.
You want him out.
No.
Based on everything I've heard you say over the last 2 weeks, you want him out.
I just wonder how...
You want him to accept responsibility?
And yeah, a little bit. And this is where... And I know people are going to get mad. And they're going to be like, oh, he's executive of the year three straight times. All right, well, Gagliardi thought you had a top three or four coach, and they just moved on from anyway. My question, I guess, that I fall into then, you haven't won the championship. How many coaches do you get to pick? Assuming you don't also own the team, and then the number is infinity.
Donnie Nelson had got six. Was it four?
And they had not won the championship?
Was it Don, then Avery, and then Rick? So it was the third one?
Yeah, the third one.
I'm trying to figure out, like, I think that one of the things that Mark Cuban said a long time ago, and this was about head coach and GM also, is the most difficult thing to do in business is find somebody to run your business for you, unless you've decided you're going to run the business. And so I think that Gagliardi is looking at Jim Neal going, I made that hire to have that guy here because I trust him to build the team, and he has built the team. So that's where I think that he's very comfortable with that. I don't think this is very similar to John Daniels. Remember, we were like, he's too powerful. He's immovable because he's too powerful until somebody else came in and proved that they could do it.
And so this is where I simply ask the question. And I know some people are going to tell me there's mitigating circumstances with some of these. And I hear you on that. But he came in, Neal that is, got rid of Glenn Gullitson. And then they picked up Lindy Ruff. We love Lindy Ruff.
Love Lindy
it
Ruff.
Didn't work out.
He loved us.
Yes. Then you had Ken Hitchcock bounce back for, I believe it's just one season.
That was weird.
Yeah. And then you had Jim Montgomery, who looked like he was the dude.
That was the truth.
And then off-ice stuff prevented that. But still, you're the person who hired him. Then Rick Bonus. Then Pete DeBoer. So this is going to be head coach number six that the general manager gets to pick, and you haven't won. You've done really well. You made the Stanley Cup Final in 2020.
So it's another fall guy.
This is very
similar to what John Daniels was doing after another. He was just like, that's a fall guy. That's a fall guy. That's a fall guy. It's not me.
And that part is always confusing to me as well, because you go back, is Jim Neal has had a lot of success as like the next guy in command. But as
this podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The GM, he hasn't had the ultimate success. Now, the Dallas Stars are clearly the most consistently winning franchise we have in the Metroplex. They really are. But is that good enough for you to be like, we get really close every year? Or are you like a Rangers fan who's like, it sucks that we're losing this year, but at least we have the World Series? Or you like the Mavericks fan that you're like, at least we got the championship. I know we make fun of the Cowboys all the time. Deservedly so. It's been 30 years since they won a Super Bowl. It's been 26 years since the Stars have won a championship. Now, you can tell me that they've been back to 6 Western Conference finals and 2 more Stanley Cup final, I believe.
And how many have the Cowboys been?
Yeah, big fat nothing. And that's great.
But that's the consequence of raised expectations.
Exactly.
Again, right?
Exactly. That's why if the Cowboys made it to the NFC Championship this year and lost 42-0, I'd be like, I can't believe we did it. Even though that's not the championship, you won nothing. But for the Stars, they made it to the Western Conference Finals 3 straight years. And I'm like, well, this sucks. What a disappointing season because of those raised expectations. My expectations for the Stars are way higher than they are for the Cowboys because the Stars have shown they can be in the mix. But have they shown they can win a championship in this generation? No.
I will say, and when it comes to Jim Neal, I have no clue how much he has to do with that team being motivated. The players did not look, multiple times they came out and looked like they were going through the motions. In the playoffs, on the ice in the Western Conference final, they skated out there and they just like, we're gonna roll over tonight. Yeah. And I asked this question: did they already believe that they couldn't beat Edmonton and that there was no way that there's no way we can beat this team? So what's the point of even going out there and let's go ahead and finish this thing up? It's Edmonton, dude.
Okay,
we lost to them last year. They have this. They're beating us the same way. What's the point?
And that brings up a whole new set of problems, and I think that leans into...
Can't get rid of the whole team.
Yeah.
You can't pull the whole team, so you pull the goalie.
Exactly.
That's how this goes. So, and you can't get rid of the whole team.
Sure.
But does the whole team...
I mean, you could. Disastrous conclusion.
Does the whole team need a new voice from the top? Does the whole team need a new voice and a fresh group, a fresh set of voices in the room as leaders?
Yeah. I mean... And I guess that was the decision. And I know we've talked a lot about pulling Ottinger. And I go back to Tyler Seguin seemed to have some really glowing comments about Pete DeBoer, I think before the Western Conference Finals started. But that's all fine and well to us. But behind the scenes, did he feel the same way? And let's say he did. Did Ottinger feel that way? Did Miro? Did Wyatt? Like,
did Duchesne?
Yeah, exactly. Did Jamie?
Nico?
Yeah, that's... I don't know. I would think he would be like, thank you for bringing me here. But who the hell knows?
Yeah, I don't know who has the biggest voice with those guys.
And so I don't know how all of those other players felt about him. And if they loved him so much, then they just failed him. They failed him on the ice, unless you think that Jim Neal failed the team in building a tougher team. Because Jim Neal loves some great, skilled, finesse players.
So this is the 3 Spider-Men.
Yes.
All pointing at each other and trying to figure it out. This is the Texas standoff on The Office where everybody's kind of like, and the guy with the most power won. The guy that is in the owner's ear has the voice, and maybe he had the voice of the team also to kind of go in that direction. So,
which, think about how fascinating that is because, you know, that's usually how the structure of a franchise works. Who is the person that the owner got to run the thing? It's the general manager. All right. We just heard Gagliardi. Corey brought it up in the cross. It's a great point earlier this week. What? Of course we're not getting rid of DeBoer. He's top 3, top 4 coach in the league.
Then he met with the GM.
Yes. Who runs the hockey part of it.
You ever watch Game of Thrones? We know how this works.
Yeah.
Watch Game of Thrones.
Talk to the hand.
You'll figure it out.
And he was like, yeah, he's got to go. Which is a fascinating dynamic. Now, us, on the other hand, with the Cowboys, you know how that dynamic can be wildly different. I have to admit, I like a more logical chain of command where the owner has his thoughts, but he defers to the person that he hired to put in charge of all of the hockey decisions.
Maybe they're like, all right, let's go get Brady Tkachuk. And Brady was like, I'm not playing for Pete DeBoer. I know that's like a weird, wild, outlandish thing to say, but in my mind.
And then Wyatt's like, me neither. And they're like, well, you might be part of this.
You're right. And we've talked about this, it seems like, for 4 or 5 years now. The defense isn't strong enough. They're not tough enough. This team is not tough. The game in the regular season has changed to finesse. And you can get to a certain point with that style of hockey.
Yeah.
You have to be able to go to the next level with your physicality in the playoffs and the cup. That's just a reality.
Yeah.
And so does coach that into players? Do players have that naturally? What is that? the decision has been made to make sure that the players are in place. Actually, I don't know that all the players are in place.
I don't think
this,
they are.
This could be another sweep of something else.
Yeah, look, and I get it. And I think Corey kind of referenced this point already from the 469. It's not all the coach's fault. The players have to be accountable too. I think we all agree with that, but you're not in a position at this moment where you're like, all right, Wyatt Johnston, you're cut. Or I'm going to come up with trade packages for Wyatt, for Sagan.
It's a lot of work.
Some of that might happen, but that's going to take a minute. Whereas with the coach, you can just be like, yeah, no, I'll pay the $4 million or whatever the number is.
It's $4 million to not coach next
year. To just go away and we'll bring in somebody else. So I don't want to make it sound like the players have nothing to do with it, because absolutely. Look, we talked about it. Rantanen put together the greatest first half of the playoffs we've ever seen, and then he disappeared. Wyatt Johnston had a historically bad plus minus. So even if you're like, well, that doesn't always tell the whole story, I hear you, but it was the worst in the history of the playoffs. And so then you're like, okay, so either way, it probably wasn't super good. There's questions about Jason Robertson. There's questions about Jamie Benn coming back. There's questions about all of these things. So the players take plenty of responsibility in this. But to Corey's point a little bit ago, this is easier. This is quicker. And also,
the expectation, now the expectation is the next guy you bring in, as Stephen told us with Mike McCarthy's hire, he's to get us over the hump.
Yes.
Well, does that coach require different players?
That's a good question.
No, I'm bringing him in to coach this team.
And if you're that coach, you have to understand, whether they say it specifically in the job interview or not, if you can't get the Stars to win the Stanley Cup, you're going to be out too. Not in the first year, but, sooner rather than later. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Fair.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.